Welcome aboard Redwood Airlines. This is Kim, your pilot speaking. We'll be cruising at a volume of about 45 decibels, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready for takeoff.
I'm having a backwards day. Day backwards having a day backwards having a. I'm having a backwards day. I went in the outdoor and up the down ramp, drove the wrong way on a one-way street. I laced up my zipper and buttoned my one eye meat. Hello, I'm having a backwards. I'm having a backwards. I'm having a backwards day. Day backwards having a day backwards having a. I'm having a backwards day. Some ice cream and rinsed the popcorn, put red sauce on my Lucky Charms. I sliced up the whipped cream and blended the Jell-O, thawed the chicken under my arms. What was I thinking? I'm having a backwards, I'm having a backwards, I'm having a backwards day. Day backwards having a, day backwards having a, I'm having a backwards day. I took a bath with mouthwash, washed my hair with toothpaste, used the blow dryer to dry my nose. I snipped off the tips of my footy pajamas, then I flossed between my toes. Ew, yuck! I'm having a backwards, I'm having a backwards, I'm having a backwards day. Day backwards having a, day backwards having a, I'm having a backwards day. Yo, I am having a backwards, I'm having a backwards, I'm having a backwards day. Day backwards having a, day backwards having a, I'm having a backwards day.
Greetings and thanks for joining me. Today's first story is called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. It's by Judith Vorst and illustrated by Ray Cruz. I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. And when I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running, and I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. At breakfast, Anthony found a Corvette Stingray car kit in his breakfast cereal, and Nick found a junior undercover agent code ring in his breakfast cereal. But in my breakfast cereal box, all I found was breakfast cereal. I think I'll move to Australia. In the carpool, Mrs. Gibson let Becky have a seat by the window. Audrey and Elliot got seats by the window, too. I said I was being scrunched. I said I was being smushed. I said if I didn't get a seat by the window, I was going to be carsick. No one even answered. I could tell it was going to be a horrible, terrible, no good, very bad day. At school, Mrs. Dickens liked Paul's picture of a sailboat better than my picture of an invisible castle. At singing time, she said I sang too loud. At counting time, she said I left out 16. Who needs 16? I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I could tell because Paul said I wasn't his best friend anymore. He said that Philip Parker was his best friend and that Albert Moyo was his next best friend and that I was only his third best friend. I hope you sit on a tack, I said to Paul. I hope the next time you get a double-decker strawberry ice cream cone, the ice cream part falls off and lands in Australia. There were two cupcakes in Philip Parker's lunch bag, and Albert got a Hershey bar with almonds, and Paul's mother gave him a piece of jelly roll that had little coconut sprinkles on the top. Guess whose mother forgot dessert? It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. That's what it was, because after school, my mom took us all to the dentist, and Dr. Fields found a cavity just in me. Come back next week, and I'll fix it, said Dr. Fields. Next week, I said, I'm going to Australia. On the way downstairs, the elevator door closed on my foot, and while we were waiting for my mom to go and get the car, Anthony made me fall where it was muddy. And then when I started crying because of the mud, Nick said I was a crybaby. And while I was pushing Nick for calling me a crybaby, my mom came back with the car and scolded me for being muddy and fighting. I am having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I told everybody. No one even answered. So then we went to the shoe store to buy some sneakers. Anthony chose white ones with blue stripes. Nick chose red ones with white stripes. I chose blue ones with red stripes. But then the shoe man said, "We're all sold out." They made me buy plain old white ones, but they can't make me wear them. When we picked up my dad at his office, he said I couldn't play with his copying machine, but I forgot. He also said to watch out for the books on his desk, and I was as careful as could be, except for my elbow. He also said don't fool around with his phone, but I think I called Australia. My dad said please don't pick him up anymore. It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. There were lima beans for dinner. I hate limas. There was kissing on TV. I hate kissing. My bath was too hot. I got soap in my eyes. My marble went down the drain, and I had to wear my railroad train pajamas. I hate my railroad train pajamas. When I went to bed, Nick took back the pillow he said I could keep, and the Mickey Mouse nightlight burned out, and I bit my tongue. The cat wants to sleep with Anthony, not with me. It has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. My mom says some days are like that, even in Australia.
Oops, 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 I'm always failing. Oops, 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 I'm always shopping. Oops, 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 do I have to pick it up? I don't want to pick it up. I dropped a can of pop, and then I popped the top. The pop, it sprayed into my face. The pop, I had to drop, and I said, oops, 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 I'm always spilling. Oops, 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 I'm always dropping. Oops, 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 do I have to pick it up? I don't want to pick it up. I had a piece of pie, a piece of pumpkin pie. I stood up straight, I tipped the plate, and then I had no pie. And I said, oops, 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 I'm always failing. Oops, 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 I'm always shopping. Oops, 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 do I have to pick it up? I don't want to pick it up. I had some paint to pour for Pat to paint the door. My foot, it slipped the can, it tipped, the paint fell on the floor. And I said, oops, 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 I'm always dropping. Oops, 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 I'm always spilling. Oops, 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 do I have to pick it up? I don't want to pick it up.
But you have to pick it up.
I don't want to pick it up.
But you have to pick it up.
I don't want to pick it up.
Would you rather lick it up?
Well, I guess I'll pick it up.
When my hamster died a week ago, we put him outside in a hole we dug in our backyard. I wish he hadn't died. So when I'm sad, I cry. When I'm sad, I cry. Sometimes things make me sad. You know, Mike was my best friend until yesterday. I asked him if he'd play with me. He said he was moving away. So when I'm sad, I cry. When I'm sad, I cry. Sometimes things make me sad. And when I'm sad, the parents of this friend of mine always tell him what to do. may never think he's good enough, but I don't think that's true. So when I'm sad, I cry. When I'm sad, I cry. Sometimes things make me sad, and when I'm sad, I cry. It seems my dad is never home. He's always gone away. He says he has to work so hard, there's never time to play. So when I'm sad, I cry. When I'm sad, I cry. Sometimes things make me sad, and when I'm sad, I cry.
Could like. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like. Nobody likes me. I don't care. They make fun of me. They won't share. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like. Sometimes I get angry, sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I get picked on, I get mad.
I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like.
But other times I'm happy when I do something good. I try to be a helper, make my friends feel good.
I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like.
When no one seems to like me,
no one seems to like me.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
When I like myself,
when I like myself.
Doesn't matter what they do.
Doesn't matter what they do. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like.
There are days for every one of us.
Days for every one
of us. When things go wrong.
Things go wrong.
Then we can help each other.
We can help each other.
We'll sing our song.
Sing our song. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like. I wanna be somebody who somebody like me could like.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can be happy if you've mine too. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mine too. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. Be happy if you've a mind to. You can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with a kid on your back. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a
tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can be happy if you've mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd.
This next story is called Regina's Big Mistake, and it's by Marissa Moss. Everyone in Mrs. Lai's class got a piece of paper. Everyone was supposed to draw a jungle or a rainforest. That meant Regina, too. Regina stared at the big blank piece of paper in front of her. Her fingers froze on her crayon. Where should she begin? Stuart had already drawn two trees that were thick with leaves. Nathalie was concentrating on a fierce lion. All around Regina, jungles were sprouting up. But her paper stayed blank. What are you making? Joked Joshua. An invisible jungle? Ha! She hunched over her paper and lightly touched it with the tip of her crayon. She started to draw a jungle flower. She drew one petal, then another. But the second petal was bigger than the first one. Regina groaned. A mistake! She tried to erase the second petal. But crayons don't erase, and she tore the paper instead. She crumpled it up quickly before anyone could see her ugly mistake. What happened to your drawing? Asked Mrs. Lai. I made a mistake, Regina mumbled. Well, try to draw around it next time, said Mrs. Lai. You're wasting paper. Regina smoothed her new piece of paper. Anything was possible as long as it was empty. But somehow her hand could never draw what she saw in her head. Stuart's jungle was almost finished now, full of strange, ripe fruits and colorful birds. Nathalie's lion stalked an antelope. Regina wanted to cry. She could never draw anything so beautiful. Almost done? Asked Mrs. Lai. 10 more minutes. Regina picked up a brown crayon. She had to draw something. Carefully, she started to draw a tree like Stuart's. Hey, don't copy me, he growled. I'm not, said Regina, and she quickly drew three big branches on her tree. But those heavy branches made her tree look funny. Regina bit her lip. Was this another mistake? Could she draw around it, like Mrs. Lai said? She looked again at the jungles growing around her. It's not a mistake. I can fix it, muttered Regina. She started to draw a lion under the tree. Copycat, said Nathalie with a sneer. I am not, Regina gulped. My lion is different than yours. And she quickly drew a tongue hanging out of the lion's mouth. My lion's thirsty, said Regina. He needs water. So she drew a lake, then a frog, some fish, and a duck to go in the lake, and some flowers alongside it. The jungle grew and grew until it filled the paper. Regina smiled. All her jungle needed now was a sun. She carefully drew a yellow circle, but the crayon wobbled and the circle had a big dent in it. I've ruined it, she cried, just when it was getting good. No more paper, warned Mrs. Lai. You'll have to make the best of it. Yeah, joked Joshua, just pretend it's a very lumpy banana. Regina looked hard at the wobbly circle. It wasn't a sun, but it wasn't a lumpy banana either. Suddenly, she recognized it for what it was. It was a moon. She drew a face in her moon and surrounded it with stars and comets and a purple-black sky. Wow, said Stuart. What a great idea. A jungle at night. I wish I'd thought of that, said Nathalie. Mrs. Lai tacked up all the pictures on the wall. Good work, Regina, she said, smiling. I love your moon. The jungles glowed with their bright colors. Each one was different. Each one was beautiful, and even with all her mistakes, Regina thought hers was perfect.
Wow. When I called France, France said we. France called Spain, Spain said see. Spain called Sweden, Sweden said ya. And Egypt said sa. When Egypt called, I said, okay, this is a positive day. We see ya sa, oh, what a big success. It feels so great to operate in the wonderful world of yes, 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 the wonderful world of yes. I called Japan, Japan said hi. Japan called Scotland, the Scots said aye. The Scots called China, China said sure. And Canada said sure. When Canada called me, I said yes. This is a trend, no less. Hi, I, sure, sure. Oh, what a big success. It feels so swell to carousel through the wonderful world of yes. Yes, 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 the wonderful world of yes. Then Denmark said ne, India ille, Israel said lo, Brazil now. When Russia said yet, oh the distress. No is a heavy blow when you're used to yes. So I called the Swiss and they said we. And also ya, and also see. They called Zaire, we said Neo, Swahili for quite so. And I just had to thank Zaire for putting the positive back in my ear. We ya see Neo, what a happiness. To live through no, and then to go to the wonderful world of yes, 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 yes. Oh, what a big success. Feels so great to operate in the wonderful world of we see yasa, hi, hi, so sure, the wonderful world of we see yasa, Neo, yes!
I came home last night to eat. I had hoped to have a treat. I washed my hands, then I took my seat. And here is what I had to eat. I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. Help us sing it. I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. Oh, duh. Well, I ate my ham, then I hit the hay, then hopped out of bed next day. I brushed my hair and I hoped to last, to hurry down to my breakfast. Then I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. Here we go. I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. Ah, duh. Well, perhaps in school I have a hunch I'll have hot dogs for my lunch. Or maybe I'll have bread with jam. But no, behold, it's bread with ham. Yeah. I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. Here we go together. I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. Okay, maybe once a day, or how about once a week? But to have that ham as much as I am, no hog's that good to eat. Here we go. I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. A little faster now. I had ham, I had ham, I had ham again. Now, Rupert!
Very slow.
I had ham. I had ham. I had ham. I had ham.
Agatha Fry, she made a pie, and Christopher John helped bake it. Christopher John, he mowed the lawn, and Agatha Fry helped rake it. Zachary Zug took out the rug, and Jennifer Joy helped shake it. And Jennifer Joy, she made a toy, and Zachary Zug helped break it. And some kind of help is the kind of help that helping's all about. And some kind of help is the kind of help we all can do without.
If I ran the world, everything would change. The food and toy stores would be free with door-to-door delivery. Oh, what a party it would be if I ran the world. And if I ran the world, each kid would have a bike, a swimming hole not far from home, a bedroom of their very own. No one would have to play alone if I ran the world. And if I ran the world, all homework would be banned. Our school week would be just one day, and all the rest we'd have for play. And I'd triple every teacher's pay if I ran the world. If I ran the world, there would be no underwear. I'd never comb my hair, peace would break out everywhere. And if I ran the world, each meal would have ice cream. The faucets would run juice and stuff. The tofu farms would have it rough, and everyone would have enough if I ran the world. And if I ran the world, I'd never change my socks. My bedtime would be late at night. There'd always be a hallway light. Whatever's wrong, I'd make it right if I ran the world. Oh, whatever's wrong, we'd make it right if we ran the world.
I'd like to say some goodbyes to Avery, Rylan, Finn, Max, Alma, Athena, Nova, Nigella, Nico, Isabella, Lila, Asa, Lila, Kiko, Lori, Miriam, Madeline, Josiah, Cyrus Crow, Flora, Farron, Melina Sky, India, Scarlett, Oscar, Murphy, Gracie, Nora, Ronan, Amelia, Eric, Landon, Abora, Lane, Dawes Riley, Elijah, Laylan, Caitlin, Forrest, Nila, Narali, Denise, Jade, Maya, Savannah, Gage, Hadley, Sawyer, Zoe, Malcolm, Graham, Aiden, Adele, Pat, Jay, and everyone within the sound of my voice. So, until next time.
Thanks for listening, Red Radio Line.